This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Russian President Vladimir Putin presided over military drills in Ukraine's neighbor Belarus on Saturday as shelling escalated in eastern Ukraine. The Russian military launched massive drills of its strategic nuclear forces. U.S. President Joe Biden said Friday that he does not believe Putin is seriously contemplating the use of nuclear weapons. Russia's defense ministry said the exercises involved a number of practice submarine launches of intercontinental ballistic missiles, with Putin and the president of Belarus looking on. Meanwhile, Ukraine's military accused rebels of two breakaway territories in eastern Ukraine, the self-proclaimed Donetsk and Luhansk republics, of carrying out a new wave of attacks on Saturday. Monitors for the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, or the OSCE, reported that there have been around 1,500 ceasefire violations in eastern Ukraine over the past day. Reuters reported multiple explosions in the separatist-held Donetsk late on Saturday and early Sunday. Germany's Deutsche Welle news outlet reports that several top Ukrainian military officials survived a shelling attack while touring the front line in eastern Ukraine on Saturday. The officials fled to a bomb shelter and later left the area. Ukraine reported two of its soldiers were killed by separatist attacks on Saturday. The fatalities were the first in over a month. Four other servicemen were injured. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Saturday he wants to convene a meeting of world powers to secure new security guarantees for his country, as the current global system and his thinking is no longer fit for the purpose. From Washington, this is VOA News. Rescue workers pulled more bodies Saturday from the muddy wreckage left by devastating floods and landslides in the Brazilian city of Petropolis, where the death toll rose to 146, including 26 children. In a dense fog, workers dug with spades and shovels through the rubble and muck for a fifth day, with little hope of finding more survivors. In the heart of the disaster zone, rescue workers occasionally blew loud whistles to call for silence and listen for signs of life. But authorities say there is little hope at this point of finding survivors from Tuesday's torrential rains. The downpour turned streets to gushing rivers in the picturesque city in the southeastern mountains on Tuesday of this week. The rains triggered landslides in poor hillside neighborhoods that wiped out virtually everything in their path. Officials say 24 people have been rescued alive, but that came mostly in the early hours after the tragedy. Rio de Janeiro State Police said 218 people remain missing as of late Friday. Canadian police on Saturday worked to restore normality to the capital after trucks and demonstrators occupied the downtown core of Ottawa for more than 3 weeks to protest against pandemic restrictions. The push to clear the city began on Friday night and continued into the night. Four of the main organizers have already been taken into custody. More than 100 protesters have been arrested, as hundreds of officers, including some on horseback, formed lines and slowly pushed them away from their vehicles. There were many tense moments Friday. Some protesters were dragged from their vehicles. Others who resisted the police advance were thrown to the ground and had their hands zip-tied behind their backs. A police statement said the protesters showed, quote, assaultive behavior, forcing mounted police to move in. One person was arrested for allegedly harming a police service animal. The protesters initially wanted to end to cross-border COVID-19 vaccine mandates for truck drivers, but the blockade has gradually turned into a protest against the government of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Trudeau on Monday invoked emergency powers to give his government wider authority to stop the protests. Legislators had been due to debate those temporary powers on Friday, but the House of Commons suspended its session, citing police activity. Somalian state television said at least 13 people were killed in the central Somali town of Beledweyne on Saturday after a suicide bomber blew themselves up in a restaurant that witnesses said was packed with local officials and politicians. The Al-Shabaab militant group claimed responsibility for the attack, according to a report by Site Intelligence, which monitors militant groups online. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.